Company of One, episode number 54.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan, dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
Hey, welcome to the show today. I just must tell you, this is a most frustrating moment. I have just recorded this entire show and recognized that the microphone wasn't recording correctly. So I recorded a whole bunch of silence. My wife might think that's a better recording, but anyway, and you might think that's a better recording too. But the so I'm here doing this again. Anyway, I just expressed that frustration. You don't really care, but that's just that's what we get when you're doing business stuff and you're trying to do things. Nothing ever works perfect. It's just a flub after flub after flub. And hey, get used to it. Enjoy it. It's crazy. Maybe not. I don't know. That's where I am today. But today what I want to do is talk about an email list, growing an email list. I'm picking up from episode number 52. And on episode number 52, we talked about, and if you go to dalecallahan.com/52, we talked about growing and getting started in business development. Developing authority. Now, these are the subjects that constantly people are hitting me up with. I will sit down and have coffee, talk breakfast, talk lunch. In group settings, people want to know what to do to get started. And I don't care what kind of business you are starting. And I seriously say that. I don't care if you're doing a service-based business where you're out there with truck rolls, or you're doing a information product business, or you're doing a medical business, chiropractic or something like that. Now, granted, you got to go out there and you got to do the service, but creating authority on the subject is just critical. And there's no better way, in my opinion, and in a lot of people's opinion, there's no better way to do that than to generate a website that generates traffic and then get what we would call a social proof over time through things like Google and Twitter and things like that, where people are acknowledging that, hey, Dale knows what the heck he's talking about in starting a business, or this chiropractor, that's a great article. In the last episode, or in episode 52, we talked about establishing a WordPress site. So if you followed me there and you've got a WordPress site and you're recording content and you're generating blog posts, great. Now you're probably thinking, I know what's in your mind. You're thinking, man, it's not perfect yet. It needs to be formatted better. The blog post got typos. I just got a lot of work to do. I don't like it. Guess what? Neither does anybody else who has a blog. If you look at mine, mine's got a very professional, high-end theme. I have a list longer than my arm of things that need to be done to it. And people are working on it. It's never perfect. It's never perfect. That's just the way it is. And so that's okay. That's okay. What we want to talk about, though, is if you're doing it and you've got one post or two posts or three posts and it's not perfect and you're like, well, okay, I got to generate a bunch of posts. I'm going to tell you the second key thing that you need to do right now. And I kid you not, this is a killer issue. And killer in the way that it can help you become a killer in terms of making a killing, is to begin to generate your email list. Why you need to build an email list now is the issue we want to talk about today, and a little bit about how to do it. So first, let me tell you what the email list is. If you go to my website or many other websites, you see on the right-hand side, top right-hand side of my website, and I'm looking at it right now so I can just read it to you. It says, get your free ebook. And there's a little thing there to generate a name and an email. When somebody does that, they obviously get a link to the ebook, as many of you have, and they get on the list, so they get the updates from the blog post or the podcast. Now, that's magic. That's magic. Now, let's be clear here. This is not sleazy, slimy, spam marketing. This is you signing up saying, Dell, I want to hear what you have to say. I do. Matter of fact, right before I did this, I signed up on one. And a guy that I know, a guy that I've heard from, and I went to his website looking up something. I'm like, man, why am I not on his list? I want to get his updates. Because I want his updates. Because we're in a... Have you ever been in a situation where you're talking to a company or you're talking to somebody and they don't have a way to update you? You can't give them your email list. Your email list or your text, your phone number, but especially email, so they can put you on their list. And I remember the other day doing this, and I was thinking, man, how am I going to keep up with what these guys are doing? How am I going to keep up with the special offers? How am I going to keep up with their information? I'm going to have to constantly remind myself to go back to their website. Man, that's so ancient. We have the ability to push information to people that they want. And yes, I am assuming, and I'm accurate here, okay? Listen to me. People want your updates. You got that? I'm not talking about just your grandma and your mom and your brother and, you know, well, they may not want them, but people want your updates. Seriously, people want to get them. If you're talking about a subject, about anything that's of interest to other people, they want to hear what you have to say. Give them the opportunity to do that. This is a service. You cannot serve people if you don't know who they are. I mean, just think about it. The number of you that I've heard from, that I've talked to, that are on my email list, that every now and then, you know, it's not like we talk all day or every day, but every now and then we'll get together, we'll talk, we'll get an email from you. Some of you I've never gotten an email or talked to. But it's a connection. I know who I'm serving. I'm serving you. And you can tell me, Dell, you're off topic. Dell, that's not right. Dell, that doesn't work for me. Or you can just opt out. You know, and that might tell me. If I send out a blog post or something and everybody suddenly opts out, I'm like thinking, you know, I could be off target of what they want to hear and see. So this is the one thing that's, as I talk to people, and by the way, I blogged and did podcasts for about 6 months before I started doing this. And as I talk to people who have been in this field for longer than I, they said their biggest mistake was to not start getting an email list from day one. Okay, so I'm telling you, and I'm talking about people like Michael Hyatt, people like Amy Porterfield, you know, people who have huge lists, who have a huge business volume. And I suspect if I talk to chiropractors who are busy on the blogs, I don't care who it is, you'll find the same thing. I wish I would have gotten the list sooner. Because this is where the dollars are, is in the list. This is where all the magic comes, is in the list. This is your ability to communicate with your tribe. And by that, I mean the people who want to connect with your message. Maybe they're people who can contribute to your message, but they're the people who like what you're saying. So you have to grow your email list. Okay, I'm going to walk you through a couple little steps here of how to do that. First of all, let's be aware, this is going to cost you a little money. So think about $200-something a year, about $20 a month. The tool I use to do this, to generate that little box on the right-hand side of my website, I don't write that code, I don't do any formatting. The tool is called AWeber, AWEBER. And you can go to my website, and I got some links to it, some links to some videos that talk about how you do this. But so in EstelleCallahan.com/54, and we'll talk about, I mean, so one of the videos, there's a great video that's actually put out by Aweber. So it's this tool, it's a pretty simple idea. You go to their tool, you sign up, you create a list. In other words, I gave it a name, Dale's List. And then I say, I'm going to create a form. And that's what you see on the right-hand side of my page. And every other page that you know to manage, you know, that, so somebody's gone to a website like an Aweber. They've created a form. Aweber gives you the code. You cut and paste it, put it back over there on WordPress, and boom, there it is. It looks perfect. And it handles everything. So when you go to my site and you type in your name and your email and you get this little thing that says, now confirm, and you get the email back that says, please confirm, you know, so this is a little annoying because you're like, hey, I signed up, dummy. But that's to keep me from getting on there and signing up your email and getting you put on an email list. And it's also to keep me from just running into you in a conference and you hand me your card and I go back there and add you to my list. Well, no, it won't let me do that. It's if I add you to my list, it's going to send you a confirm. Do you really want to be on Dale's list? By the way, that's kind of cheesy. If you get somebody's business card and you add them to your list, don't do that. So, yes, when you get that email back, it's a double confirmation. And what that is saying is, yes, I want this information delivered to me when it's generated. Now, I do this all, I don't know how many lists I am on. You might think, well, Dale, aren't you like the rest of us? Don't you get a whole bunch of email? Yes. Do you read all those? No, I scan a lot of them. Isn't that a huge email overload? No. Because this is, instead of just garbage coming at me, this is stuff I've chosen. You know, I'm on Michael Hyatt's list, for instance. Everything Michael Hyatt, you know, there's some things he reads. I look at the title. I mean, he writes. I look at the title. Delete. I don't care. Don't care about his subject. And I know I can go back and read it later on his blog. But, you know, I don't care. And there's other things that I tune right into that he says. But I know in general, I like what the guy's about. In general, I want to hear from him. And, you know, I don't know of anybody that I'm on their list that I read every little thing in great detail. But I want to know that it's out there. I want to know what they're saying. I don't want to be left out. This is not like Facebook where you're just looking at what people ate for breakfast and what tricks their dog did. This is like, this person is talking about this special subject. I want to know about it. You know, I talk about, you know, breaking out of the career rut, breaking out of the corporate rut. How do you get back control of your career? You know, people want to know that. Not everybody. But there's a lot of people who feel like they're in a rut day after day after day. And that they want an out. And they want to fight for an out. And they want to do something besides just whine and complain and sit there and watch TV and drink beer. They want to think about it. They want to strategize about it. They want to be frustrated a little bit on it. And they want to win some and be frustrated some more. But overall, they want to be moving up and to the right, as we would say in marketing. I want to be winning. I want to struggle. I want to get my hands around the thing. You care about that. So, and if you're in that position, which probably if you're on my list, you are, creating a blog, establishing your personal authority, creating an email is the way to go. Now, the tool I recommend here, again, is Aweber. Now, there are other tools. I'm not going to go into them. I really did all this just to keep it simple, stupid. You know, just to, I don't want to give you an evaluation of all the different tools out there because, you know, I go to those things and I get confused. Well, which one do I'm just like, tell me which one you want me to use. I'll tell you what two of the other popular ones, well, three. One of them is Constant Contact, who's probably the originator of this. Constant Contact is a great tool. We use Constant Contact for another business. I don't like it. It's clunky. It was great at the time, and it hasn't improved. So I wouldn't use it again, obviously, because I use Aweber now. And we haven't moved our other company off of it, but that's where we are. Another one's called MailChimp. And a lot of people like MailChimp. I kind of found it a little clunky too. It seems like it was a little pricier at certain points. You know, it's probably a good alternative, but I like, to me, Aweber was superior. And then some of the guys that are doing some heavy duty stuff, like if you want to spend some if spending $20 a month is not near enough a dent in your pocketbook, Infusionsoft. But we're talking, you're probably going to spend hundreds of dollars a month for it. Now, it does a lot more stuff for you. So that's not where I would be starting. So I'm just rattling that off. And there's other examples. But to me, and to a lot of the people in the space and the getting started and growing, and even people that have been doing it for a long time, Aweber is the tool of choice. It's a pretty good price point, $20 a month, $200 a year for the thing that brings you the gold. It's a pretty good price point. Now, let's talk about email and social media. Some of you are thinking, well, Dale, why would I do this? Why don't I just create a Twitter page? Or why don't I just create a Google Plus page? Or why don't I just focus on my Facebook page and try to drive traffic back there? And I think nobody, Michael Hyatt said this to us at launch conference, and I just think this is such a great analogy. He said, that's like, because you don't control those platforms. You don't control Facebook, Google Plus, any of that. So that's like you building a wonderful home on rented land. It's pretty stupid, right? You would never do that. You want to secure the land, because as the land goes, the home goes. As the platform goes, your list goes. Facebook, I could have 10 million followers on Facebook, and Facebook changed the rules tomorrow, as they've been known to do. And my ability to connect with those 10 million people just got damaged. They could just lose all the data. You know, things could happen. So by doing this, you've got control. You've got control of what you say. You've got control of how it interacts. You've got control. You can either say, even say, I'm going to dump Aweber and buy something else. Or I want to control how Aweber is using it. You can go to Aweber and download the emails that are following. You can do all kinds of things that you can't do on Facebook or Google Plus or Twitter. So I see those. A lot of those people make those mistakes. Don't do that. What you want is an email list. So what I'm going to do is I've got in the show notes is an episode 54, dalecallahan.com/54. I know many of you are listening to this while you're driving or running or whatever you're doing. All you need to do is first set up an account. We got a link to Aweber. You just go set up an account. There's a video I'm posting in there right there that shows you what to do next. And it's just Aweber walking you through it. And that's one of the reasons I like Aweber. They got lots of videos, lots of how-to. It's pretty painless, pretty obvious what to do. I mean, and especially with their videos. And if you ever have to call them, they will walk you right through it. Great, great customer support. So that's what I would recommend. The only other thing I'm going to suggest now is create a sign-up page. And let me tell you the three key places to put them. But just focus on the one right now. But I'm going to just tell you the three key. And I haven't even done this myself. The first one is on the right-hand side of your page. So that no matter what blog post or what page I'm looking at, it's always right there on the right-hand side, top right-hand side like mine is. And like you see, most everyone's is the top right-hand side. So you want to put it there. The second place to put it is on your About page. And if you go to the top left of my page and click on About Me, you'll see some stuff written up there. Now, my About page needs some work. I will just confess. It's not, you know, it's got something on it. You're probably sitting there thinking, well, I don't have an About page. Create one. Create one and just be honest. Why the heck are you doing this? You're experimenting. You're trying to get out there. Just be painfully honest. And here's why. I don't care how big your page gets, your About page will be your second highest visited page on your site. Obviously, your main page will be first. I don't care how brilliant of an article you write, your About page will always be second. Because people want to come and say, who is this person talking? And you know, I've had people with small websites tell me their about page was number two. And people with huge traffic tell me their about page is number two. So just count on the fact that people are going to visit your about page. So on that page, now I haven't even done this myself, but one of the key strategies is on that page, create a sign-up form to put. And by the way, in AWeber, you can create forms all day long. You can create them vertical, horizontal, fancy, all kinds of stuff. So put one on that page too. Now, you don't have to do this immediately. Just get the one up there and just put in your mind, I need to put one on my about page, create me about page. The third place to put it, you're going to love this one, is those pop-ups. You know those pop-up pages? We used to kind of hate them, and probably you're like me. You just kind of ignore them and click them to go away, or you sign up. You know, we don't really get that annoyed at them anymore. And I haven't done this, by the way. The pop-up page is kind of magic. Even AWeber, I think, will tell you it will generate a 1,700% increase in sign-up traffic. Now, I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to. I still think they're a little annoying, but extremely effective. So that's those are the third places. But obviously, the top right-hand side of your webpage or the top right-hand side of your WordPress blog is where you need to sign up. Listen to me. This is where the money starts to roll. I realize you're saying, Dale, I don't have anything to sell. Dale, I'm just starting to write. Dale, I don't have my voice yet. I'm not even sure what the heck I'm writing about. It's okay. Go ahead and create this. I mean, if you're committed, and it's kind of like I told you last time in episode number 52. If you're committed to making some changes, and $200 is going to be the difference, come on now. How much money do you waste on eating out and stuff like this? You know, I'm not, you know, AWeber is a great tool, but it's a tool. But the key is getting the emails of your tribe. There's nothing as powerful as collecting those emails. It gives you, or gives me, the ability to communicate directly with people. The ability for me to blast out an email and says, look, I just got this new product offering I'm doing. I've just found out this new product I'm selling. And the people I'm talking to care about what I have to say. And you probably are thinking, well, nobody cares about what I have to say. You're wrong. I'm not even going to say I bet you're wrong. You are wrong. I say that with myself in all humility, looking in the mirror, thinking, who the heck wants to listen to me? Except I know over the last 10 plus years, people have been paying dearly to work with me. And still I'm thinking, really? Really? You know, I don't know anything but common sense. And I feel like I'm barely struggling on that. But people have paid an awful lot of money to be working with me. Maybe you haven't had that happen yet. But you have something to offer. Now, maybe it's not what you're thinking about initially. That's why I told you to just start writing. Don't worry about it. In episode 52, we talked about just start writing, keep writing. I don't care what you're writing about, just keep writing. Find your voice. But it's really weird. You could be talking about random subjects and still I might connect with you and say, you know, I really know, she's random, but I really like her. I want to know what the heck she's thinking next. I want it to come to my email. And I want to be able to blast her back an email and say, hey, that was really cool. Let me ask you this question. Or let me give you my 2 cents worth on that. Start doing this today. Again, the number one mistake people tell me they've made in their business is they did not start doing this from day one. So now I'm talking about people who are making 7 figures a year. 7 figures, yes, over $1 million a year in their business, who've been very successful, who I'm sure have made many mistakes. their number one mistake was not creating their email list soon enough. Look, I'm giving you the tool to do it. It's AWeber. It's a great tool. I love it. Go try it. See what happens. Go make it happen.